Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of Demons, text number 52. And Krishnapad Prabhu told me that he could not fit the entire verse on the board, so he did not put up the board. So anybody who can recite, please recite. Sri Yaksha Uchu. Vayamanuchara mukya kamibis timanogyais. Ta ihaditi sutena prapita vahakatvam. Satu jana paritapang tatkritang janatate. Narahara upanita panchatam panchavingsa. Sri Yaksha Uchu. Vayamanuchara mukya kamibis timanogyais. Ta ihaditi sutena prapita vahakatvam. Satu jana paritapang tatkritam janatate. Narahara upanita panchatam panchavingsa. Yaksha Uchu. Vayamanuchara mukya kamabhis te manogyais. Nara Hupanita Panchitam Panchavinsam. Sri Yaksha Uchu. Vayamanuchara Mukya Kamibis Te Manogais. Ta ihaditi sutena prapita vahakatvam. Satu jana paritapam. Narahara upanita panjatam panjavinsa.
Thank you.
Sri Yaksha Uchu, the inhabitants of the Yaksha planet prayed. Vayam, we, Anuchara Mukya, the chief among your many servants, Karma Bi, by services, Te, unto you, Manogyai, very pleasing, Te, they, Iha, at the present moment, Ditisutena, by Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti, Prapitaha, forced to engage us, Vahakatvam, the palanquin carriers, Sa, he, to, but, Janaparitapam, the miserable condition of everyone, Tatkritam, caused by him, Janata, knowing, Te, by you, Nadahara, O Lord in the form of Nisringha, Upanita, is put to, Panchatam, death, Panchavingsa, O 25th principle, the controller of the other 24 elements. Translation. The inhabitants of Yaksha Loka prayed, O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Yet we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Nisringadev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone, but now you have killed him, and his body is mixing with the five material elements. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the controller of the 10 senses, the five material elements, the five sense objects, the mind, the intelligence, the false ego, and the soul. Therefore, he is addressed as Panchavingsa, the 25th element. The inhabitants of the Yaksha planet are supposed to be the best of all servants, but Hiranyakashipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakashipu, but now that Hiranyakashipu's body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakashipu's death, the Yakshas were reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Anmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Buddhade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. I pray to all the Vaishnavs, especially the senior Vaishnavs, that I can speak on the Siddhanta that is given to us by Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavacharyas. So in this verse today, the yakshas are praying to Lord Nrisingadev. And they're addressing him as the controller of the 24 elements, the Panchavimsha, or the 25th element. And just to dive into the elements a little bit more, I would like to read some verses from the third canto, chapter 26, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. This will give us a better understanding of what the 24 principles are and how the Supreme Lord relates to them. In the teachings of Lord Kapiladev, his mother asks him to speak on the energies and of the Supreme Person, of the characteristics of the Supreme Person. So Lord Kapiladev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says, "The unmanifested eternal combination of the three modes is the cause of the manifest state and is called Pradhan. It is called Prakriti when in the manifested stage of existence." So the aggregate elements, namely the five gross elements, the five subtle elements, the four internal senses, the five senses for gathering knowledge, and the five outward organs of action are known as the Pradhan. So the 24 elements which the yakshas are speaking about is known as the Pradhan here. And then when it is manifested, it is called the Prakriti. So there are five gross elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. There are also five subtle elements: smell, taste, color, touch, and sound. The senses for acquiring knowledge are the gyanendriyas, and the organs for action, the karmendriyas, number 10, namely the auditory sense, the sense of taste, the tactile sense, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the active organ for speaking, the active organs for working, and those for traveling, generating, and evacuating. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinction between them can be made only by different functions since they represent different characteristics. All these are considered the qualified Brahman. The mixing element, which is known as time, is counted as the 25th element. So the yakshas are praying to the Lord as the 25th element. So we just went over the 24 elements, and the 25th element is time. The influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is felt in the time factor, which causes fear of death due to the false ego of the deluded soul who has contacted material nature. My dear mother, O daughter of Svayambhuva Manu, the time factor, as I have explained, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom the creation begins as a result of the agitation of the neutral, unmanifested nature. By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the Supersoul and without as time. It's a lot to go over. It's a lot to sink in. But this is the understanding of the 24 elements, and the 25th element is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller and is represented as the time factor. And so the yakshas are glorifying the Lord as the 25th element, knowing that he's the controller of everything. But still, even though they understand that he's the controller of these 24 elements of the Pradhan, the Prakriti, they have given up the service of the Lord. Because of fear, they have given up the service of the Lord and engaged as the palanquin carriers of Hiranyakashipu. Who are the yakshas? Maybe younger devotees don't know who the yakshas are, but the yakshas are headed by Kuvera, the demigod who is the treasurer of the demigods. And Kuvera, we know in Srimad Bhagavatam, he's very favored by Lord Shiva and Parvati. And a lot of yakshas also are mostly worshippers of Lord Shiva. And we know some of the famous yakshas in the scriptures, like Kuvera. And then his sons were Manigriva and Nalakuvara, who were yakshas. We also know Shankachuda in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, who tries to steal away the cowherd damsels from Krishna and Balaram. He was a follower of Kuvera. And then, what's the other yaksha? I thought there was one more. Can't remember now. But so the yakshas, they they're mostly seen as kind of fairy-like creatures. They're kind of demigods, but not fully situated on the demigod platform. They mostly reside in the hills, mountains, servants of Kuvera. And so they have given up the service of the Lord, even though they praise themselves as being the best servants. They say, "We are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you." But because of fear of Hiranyakashipu, they gave up the service. And we can see that Prahlad, who's would be considered even a better devotee in one sense, never gave up the service of the Lord. Even when Hiranyakashipu was trying to kill him in so many different ways, trying to trample him under the feet of the elephants, giving him poison, throwing him in a pit of snakes, having the Rakshasas attack him, throwing him into the ocean, Prahlad Maharaj was never afraid of the Lord, and he never gave up the service of the Lord. So we can see that in this material world, the living entity who is bewildered by Maya, illusion, accepts the body, the material body, to be the self rather than the eternal soul. And because of contamination of the material existence, the living entity is constantly plagued by fear and gives up the service of the Lord. Due to fear, so many people are doing so many different activities rather than engaging in the service of the Lord because of they're afraid of maybe death, because of they're afraid of social pressure, they're afraid of not getting a nice job, not having enough money. So many fears in this world keep people from surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like the yakshas were afraid of Hiranyakashipu and they gave up the service of the Lord. But Prahlad never gave up the service of the Lord. And we even see the cowherd damsels of Raj, the gopis, being the best servants of the Lord. They also could have been under so much fear, but they gave everything up and abandoned everything and rushed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They rejected the social pressure, the social order. They rejected even what the Vedas call right and wrong, religious and irreligious. They gave up everything just so that they could serve the Supreme Lord. And because of their intense service, the Lord could never repay the damsels of Raj. He actually says that he could never repay them. And Krishna is actually so bewildered by the service of Srimati Radharani that he comes down to experience her love in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's internal reasons for coming down is to experience the love of Srimati Radharani. And so in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, there is a very wonderful pastime of so-called fear, fearing others. When the Lord started engaging in the Sankirtan mission, they would have daily kirtans or nightly kirtans at the home of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angan. And there they would exhibit such ecstasy in the midst of advanced devotees. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they would dance so wonderfully that even sometimes their feet would touch their head. I don't even know if we can of what that might seem like. They would dance so beautifully that their feet would touch their heads sometimes. And so at this time, Lord Chaitanya, when he was in the house of Srivas Thakur and engaging in kirtan, he would shout Hari Bol so loud that the atheists would be wakened up from their sleep and they would be disturbed. And so they started blaspheming the Vaishnavas, saying, these Vaishnavas, what kind of kirtan are they doing? They're disrupting our sleep. We can't even sleep properly. And because of this, they're going to bring down upon us the Qazi and the army. One person even said, I told you we should have broken Srivas's house and thrown it in the Ganga. You thought I was kidding about that, but we should have actually thrown his house in the Ganga. Now, Srivas Thakur, he's going to bring the army upon us. The Qazi has heard all of this kirtan. And so they said, one other person said, oh, Srivas Thakur, he's going to escape. Just see. Once he knows that the king is coming, he's going to flee. And then we're going to be punished. Another person said, no, we're going to bind up Srivas and we're going to deliver him to the king. And so Srivas Thakur and the other Vaishnavas, they became very saddened by this and fearful. The kingdom is ruled by the Yavanas. They might come. But they prayed to Lord Govinda and all their fear was subdued. This is the mercy of the Vaishnavas and their intense devotional service, is that even if there's a cause for fear, they remember the Lord and they pray to the Lord. And they pray in such a way that whatever happens, O Lord, is by your will, not our will. Whatever you desire. And so the Vaishnavas prayed like this. And one day, Lord Vishvambar, or as Lord Chaitanya, his name was then Vishvambar, he still hadn't manifested to his devotees that he was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They knew he was an advanced devotee, but he actually didn't exhibit his form as the Supreme yet to them. And he was walking to the Ganga, and he was so beautiful. He was more beautiful than millions of Cupids. His body was smeared with sandalwood paste. He had nicely pressed cloth, very wonderful garland hanging down. His chest and shoulder was beautified by a Brahmana thread. Beautiful hair that circled his moon-like face. And the atheists saw him and they said, oh, he doesn't know that the king is coming. They don't know that two boats have been sent to capture the Vaishnavas in Srivas Thakur. But look at him, he's so proud. He's wandering around Navadvipa like he doesn't know. And when he reached the bank of the Ganga, Lord Chaitanya, he saw many cows. Some were playing, some were wrestling, some had their tails up, some were drinking. And seeing this beautiful scene, Lord Chaitanya started crying out, I am he! I am he! And he immediately ran to Srivas Thakur's house, where Srivas Thakur was praying, because he felt, what if the king has really sent two boats after me? So he was in somewhat of fear. And Lord Chaitanya started kicking his door, shouting out, Srivas, what are you doing in there? Who are you worshiping? Who are you meditating on? And Srivas Thakur, he was worshiping Lord Nisringadev at that time. And in his meditation, he saw blazing fire. And so his meditation broke, he awoke. He turned around and he saw Lord Chaitanya seated in the hero pose or the Virasan, and he had his four arms manifested with the conch, disc, club, and lotus flower. And Srivas Thakur, he bowed down to the Lord, and the Lord exclaimed, I have heard your loud chanting and Advaitacharya's loud cries, and I've descended from Vaikuntha. I have come here with all my associates for you. And he said, please offer me prayers. And Srivas Thakur, being a great scholar and Brahmin, he offered many, many beautiful prayers. And the Lord said, please bring your whole entire family, all of your servants, and worship me. And so Srivas Thakur brought his whole family, all of his servants, and they all bowed down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And then they worshipped him very greatly. And the Lord said, Srivas, are you under some kind of fear? Are you still in fear? He said, I am the controller. I'm the controller of all living entities, and I am the director of all their wanderings. So if the king has come, then it's by my order. But even if he has come independently, I will let you know that I will be the first one to enter onto the boat. I will be the first one to go onto the boat, and I will address the king. And if the king, after seeing me, if he doesn't get down, I will drag him down from his throne. And I will ask the king, get all of your mullahs, all of the qazis together, and chant from your scriptures and put everyone into ecstasy. And after them chanting and nobody going into ecstasy, then I will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And everybody will go into ecstasy. And then again, I will bring forth a mad elephant. I will bring so forth many elephants, many deer, many birds, all the different animals that we can bring. And I will say, Qazi, bring your mullahs and recite and get the animals to cry the names of the Lord. And after them failing, then again, I will induce them to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they will all go into ecstasy. And he said, you don't believe me? There's this little girl, Narayani, bring her right now, who is Srivas Thakur's niece. And she was 4 years old at this time. And Lord Chaitanya said, Narayani, chant the holy names and cry in ecstasy. And immediately she went into ecstasy like a madman, chanting the holy names. And we know she is the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and she is known as receiving wonderful benedictions from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the Lord's mercy, that he takes away the fear of the devotees. Here, he is in the form of Nrisingadev. He has killed Hiranyakashipu. And now the yakshas are reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to relieve everybody's fear by inducing the whole world to chant the holy names. And we see that by service to the Vaishnavas, the servants, the maid servants, the family of Srivas Thakur, they all achieved success of life by serving Srivas Thakur. So this is the power of serving Vaishnavas. And by serving Vaishnavas, we get a taste for talking about Vasudev. How does the verse go? Vasudeva Kataruchi. That we get the taste for Vasudev Kata by serving the advanced souls. And then by hearing the holy names, by speaking about the Lord, then our hearts become purified. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hidayantosto Yabhadrani. Our hearts become purified. So yesterday, Srila Prabhupada in his class, he was talking about the duty of those in Krishna consciousness is to talk about the chivalrous activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the life and soul of the devotees is hearing about the Lord, chanting about the Lord, telling others about the Lord. And oftentimes, charity starts at home before we can go out and really spread the glories of the Lord. We have to do it amongst ourselves rather than engage in gossip, rather than engage in what's on the news, what new movies out, new television show, all these nonsense things that take our mind away from Krishna. We should be eager to hear about the Lord, but we have to actually read about the activities of the Lord also and hear about the activities. Without reading Srila Prabhupada's books, how can we know anything about the Lord? How are we going to have a taste about talking about the Lord if we're not diving into Srila Prabhupada's books? Srila Prabhupada labored so much to give us his ecstasies and his purports, to fully understand the science of Krishna consciousness. And he's given us the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dive into the holy names with each other. So in this way, we can kick out all fear. In the association of Vaishnavas, we can kick out all fear and reinstate ourselves in the original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you for listening and tolerating me. If anybody has any questions or comments, back to Anthony Prabhu. Yes. Actually, in the verse, it's very interesting in the verse. Let's see if Srila Prabhupada says anything in the purport, because it talks about how distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, when pure consciousness is polluted by material contamination, and when identification with the body becomes prominent, one is said to be situated under false ego. Consciousness is the function of the soul, and therefore, behind consciousness, there is soul. So the soul is much different than the mind. The mind is still part of the subtle body, and the consciousness is a symptom of the soul. So it can be said that under different functions, the mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness, they represent different characteristics of the subtle body. So the mind is like an organ, whereas the consciousness, which is a symptom of the soul, is more or less representative of you. If that explains anything more. This is from the third canto, chapter 26, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Maybe Drutakarma Prabhu or Amala Bhakta Prabhu would like to add something about how the mind is different from the contaminated consciousness. Drutakarma, I think once.
inflates it, reduces it, and is leading to obscurity. Is that clear?
Jai, Amala Bhakta Prabhu Ki. Would you like to add anything else, Tridhakarma Prabhu, or anybody else? Banabhata Prabhu? I don't know. I forget to mention that actually Dhruva Maharaj, the other story about the Yakshas is Dhruva Maharaj, when they kill Dhruva Maharaj's brother. And he goes and he slays so many of the Yakshas. And in the purport there, Prabhupada says that the Yakshas can be considered to be the inhabitants of Tibet. I know that Kuvera and the Yakshas, they actually protect a lot of the riches in the mountains. For instance, they protect the most valuable things in the earth. And sometimes they even help travelers. But sometimes they're actually very demoniac. So it goes back and forth. Some of them are good and some of them are demoniac. But Bhrigupati Prabhu has something to add. It's them saying it, yeah. So Bhrigupati Prabhu is saying that it's the Yakshas that are saying it. So it's not pointed out anywhere else. So they're kind of self-praising. But Banabhata Prabhu, you wanted. We'll have to research. And then we have something to talk about now. Everybody can come back and talk about it. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.